Text numéro 7. Americans lose their thirst for knowledge. A popular video on YouTube shows Kelly Pickler, the adorable platinum blonde singer from American Idol, appearing on the TV game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Selected from a third grade geography curriculum, the $25,000 question asked, Budapest is the capital of what European country? Miss Pickler looked at the large blackboard, perplexed. I thought Europe was a country, she said. She chose to copy the answer offered by one of the genuine fifth graders. Hungary. Hungary? She said, eyes widening in disbelief. That's a country? I've heard of Turkey, but Hungary? I've never heard of it. Such lack of global awareness is annoying to Susan Jacoby, author of The Age of American Unreason. She is one of a number of writers with new books that bemoan the state of American culture. Miss Jacoby, whose book came out earlier this month, doesn't focus on a particular technology or emotion, but rather on what she feels is a generalized hostility to knowledge. Miss Jacoby, however, is quick to point out that her indictment is not limited by age or ideology. She knows that intellectuals have been mocked and dismissed throughout American history. But now, Miss Jacoby, 62, said something different is happening. Anti-intellectualism, the attitude that too much learning can be a dangerous thing, and anti-rationalism, the idea that there is no such thing as evidence or fact, just opinion, have fused in a particularly insidious way. Not only are citizens ignorant about essential scientific, civic and cultural knowledge, she said, but they also don't think it matters. She pointed to a 2006 National Geographic poll that found nearly half of 18 to 24-year-olds don't think it is necessary or important to know where countries in the news are located. So more than 3 years into the Iraq War, only 23% of those with some college could locate Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia and Israel on a map. Miss Jacoby, the author of seven other books, doesn't expect to revolutionize the nation's educational system or cause millions of Americans to switch off American Idol and pick up Schopenhauer. But she would like to start a conversation about why the United States seems particularly vulnerable to such a virulent strain of anti-intellectualism. After all, the empire of infotainment doesn't stop at the American border, she said. Yet students in many other countries consistently outperform American students in science, math, and reading on comparative tests. In part, she lays the blame on a failing educational system. She said, although people are going to school more and more years, there's no evidence that they know more. Adapted from the New York Times, February 2008.